From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Welcome to Q News for week 8 of 2026. I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club, with our contribution. One of the real charms of a club is when it can provide some social activity between birds of a feather. And the Darling Downs Radio Club does that on the even months of each year. So here it is, February, and today at lunchtime, that's if you're listening on Sunday the 22nd, of course, you can come and join us. You don't have to be a member of the club, and it doesn't matter if you don't know anyone, because we're really friendly. We'll be hard to miss, because we're in club shirts with our names in bright yellow letters and club caps. So we're very hard to miss. The February lunch is a very social barbecue, starting from 11:30 or so at Peacehaven Botanic Park on Cools Road, just south of Highfields. Stan Cool, that's K-U-H-L, was a dairy farmer who used to own most of the land in the area, and in 2005 he donated 4.7 hectares of the land to be developed into a botanic park. The council has even expanded it a bit since then, with a plant sales area that will be open from 0900 on the day. We're going to be at the barbecues on the western side. There's plenty of parking on street close to the barbecue area, or actually off Cools Road, which is slightly a bit more of a walk, but it's good exercise and it's very pretty. There's tons of seating and undercover tables, so you only need to bring what you plan to eat and drink. The location is good for HF and VHF, so bring a radio if you feel like it. We'll be listening on VK4RTQ repeater and 146.500 simplex in case you get lost, and we'll probably answer to VK4WID. All the details are on our website at ddrci.org.au. You don't have to register, but we'd love to get an email to lunch@ddrci.org.au to let us know you're coming. Next, more good news on the license front. Club member Perry decided that it was time to do the foundation assessment, and last week sailed through the theory and prac exams. By the time you hear this, he might even have his call. Well done, Pear. We'd love to help you get started or do an upgrade, and there's no charge for that. Just drop a line to education@ddrci.org.au and let's have a chat about how to make your ham aspirations a reality. This is week 8 of 2026, and if you're following the International Ham Radio Challenge at hamchallenge.org, you'll find out that the week 8 challenge is to do some experimenting with APRS. That's the Amateur Radio Packet Reporting System. And there's a pretty good Wikipedia article that explains what APRS is all about. If you haven't ever played with APRS, it's not too hard to get started, and there are plenty of resources available to help. Even looking up the history on the web is interesting, and there's a VK APRS site hidden in there with some useful local tips. Helpful given that APRS is designed as a real-time protocol for local material. So let us know how you go. And finally, lock in the date of 9th of March for our next club meeting. We'll tell you more about that next week. So wrapping up, the bi-monthly club lunch, Sunday 22nd of February, most likely. You're listening to this today. And all the details are on the club website at ddrci.org.au. Turn up a bit early if you'd like to buy some plants at the nursery, and it's a BYO Everything event. As always, we're listening, so if you have an idea for a meeting or activity, you want to check any of the info I've just provided, or just make contact, drop an email to secretary@ddrci.org.au, and as Perry will tell you, we respond very quickly. I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club. Our 2-metre weekly net follows at the top of the hour on VK4RDD. Till next week, 73 and good packeting.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.